excited to wind things down. Both these teams had great seasons. Still, of course, we got postseason action here in about a week and change, but two really good teams here today. We saw these two match up last season. We saw a 1-0 affair in the game in 2025, but got a Donovan West team number 5-2-1A, 13-5, and then Riverside, of course, right now atop the Northeast Kansas League at 12-2, but 12-4 overall.
Yeah, and last year, you know, the big keys to that game was pitching and the defensive side, and I think that really comes into a play here today. I think both offenses are definitely going to have a little bit of a struggle against the opposing team's pitching. I mean, you look at Riverside specifically here, you got Kaler, who's right now this season 3-1. He's only given up 12 hits, an ERA under 1, 44 strikeouts. Just a really good pitcher this year. He's going to be tough to face here for the batting order for Donovan West. But then you also look at for the side of Riverside. They're going to have a little bit, you know, going to be kind of hard facing against Peterson. He's also a well-vetted pitcher. You know, he's been here at the program all of his years here as a senior, 37.2 innings pitched this year. You know, only 19 earned runs given up, 3.5 ERA. So, again, this is really going to come down to a pitching matchup here on both sides, as last year's game implemented. It was a 1-0 game.
So, Kobe Kaler getting the start here today for Riverside, and both these teams just grinding down here in the late portions of the regular season. Kaler, 22 innings pitched to this point, 12 runs. Only 3 of those runs have been earned. So you look at Kobe Kaler, 44 strikeouts to just 6 walks. So that is a very good number there, and a 0.95 ERA. So Donovan West, they're going to have their hands full with arguably the Cyclones' best pitcher here today.
Yeah, and you know, he's going to be very poised up there, up on the mound. He's going to, you know, look to strike with decision and precision. So it's going to be a tough year for Donovan West. I mean, they get things started at the top of the order with pace at only a .286 batting average. But this is a team that's coming in today batting .315, 150 even on the hits and RBIs this season. So, again, they got to keep those bats hot. So I looked at the stats coming into this game. Riverside, they nearly doubled the amount of extra base hits as Donovan West does with no home runs coming from that Mustang side. So I think for Mustangs, one of their big keys in today's matchup is going to be able to get those bats hot, especially you load up on those extra base hits.
So here we go. Kobe Kaler on the mound for the home team, Riverside Cyclones. It's high school baseball today on KNCA. Thank you so much for hanging with us. It's Kaler the righty. Fires in the first pitch to Donovan West. Preston Pace, the sophomore second baseman, missing low and away for ball number 1. And our broadcast and ball game today officially underway. A 1-0 here to Pace. A little bit outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Let's get a quick weather forecast. Crendon Prophet, it's a little bit warm here this afternoon.
Yeah, beautiful day. 84 degrees. Mostly sunny. 8 mph wind bursting out of the west. So kind of one of those more beautiful broadcasts we've been able to be blessed with here this season.
So Kaler, a 2-0 count here to start. Preston Pace, Mustangs in the orange uniform tops, navy blue numerals and lettering trimmed in white. As Pace takes a first strike here in this at-bat, 2-1. Here's Kaler's next offering. Fastball a little bit upstairs. And Pace now, the advantage, 3 balls and 1 strike. Both these teams have good mixes in terms of upperclassmen and lower class, and Pace takes one up and in, ball 4, so a good at-bat to start for Donovan West and the leadoff base runner here in the top of the first inning.
I talked about how important it is to have those strong at-bats, and that doesn't just mean hitting, but also being patient and taking what you get right there. Pace stayed very disciplined against a nice strikeout pitcher and was able to really work up that count and get himself that walk to first.
That is the 17th walk that Preston Pace has taken this season. We just mentioned it a moment ago, the strikeout-to-walk ratio for Kaler. Just the 7th walk he has issued all season as he throws over to first. Right now on Colter Peterson, the senior pitcher in the right side batter's box. No balls, 1 strike. Just getting going here in Wathena today. Next pitch by Kaler, a little bit high and inside, and evens up at 1 ball and 1 strike. Peterson, his 79th plate appearance, batting average .382. Very solid in the number 2 spot. Takes a fastball up and in. Now 2 balls and 1 strike. And certainly a warm afternoon here today. Two teams combined for just 7 losses. Now this one's lifted out towards center field. Hayes kind of running back to his left a little bit. He'll make the catch shoulder high, get it back into the infield quickly, and that is the first out of today's game. So Pace still at first base, 1 out. Here is Hayden Paulino, the senior catcher. Paulino, plate appearance number 74. And an even .500 batting average for big number 99. Kaler out of the stretch. He'll take a shot at first and back in safely Preston Pace. Kaler sets and fires. It's in there for a called strike. There's a stolen base attempt. Pace is out, I believe. Okay. Gunned down by the catcher in Hewins, and that is quickly out number two here in the inning.
Yeah, what a play there by the defense. I believe that was Foley who made that snag in the air and was able to apply that tag. I mean, that's what you would see in like a professional setting right there on that tag. So that's a beautiful play there on the bang bang.
So two outs, base is empty, and now this is sliced foul over the fence to the right side, and Paulino down in the count, no balls, two strikes. Mentioned Paulino, 500 batting average, 27 hits, four doubles, as a team leading 28 RBIs.
And this is definitely the kind of defense that Riverside wants to come out and play, not just quality pitching performance on the mound, but also just the supporting cast around them.
Here's an 0-2 by Kaler, and a high pitch that's grounded to the right side. Pretty slow rolling there for Foley at second. Plenty of time to get it over to Griffin at first for the out, and the side is retired. So Pace, a leadoff walk, but Kaler gets out of it by facing the minimum. We go to the bottom of the first here in Wathena. No score between D-West and Riverside. High school baseball, it continues today, just getting going with Riverside and Donovan West, alongside Kernan Prophet, Brandon Tedman with you, Bobby in studios, appreciate it very much. All right, KP, no score, we go to the home first here on KNZA, so Riverside will have Keegan Hughes, Kobe Kaler, and Beckham Griffin, and again, taking on Colter Peterson, again, very good pitcher, 37 and two-thirds innings pitched, he has given up 19 earned runs, 45 strikeouts, a 3.53 ERA.
Yeah, I talked about that a little bit before D-West went up the bat. Riverside, the kind of double, slightly in the extra bases hit category this season. You know, compared to Donovan West, you know, Riverside has a lot of home runs, a lot of guys having chipped in with two or so. So, again, this is a team that does a really good job when they get a hit. You know, they can extend those bases. Keegan Hughes leads off this order with a nice 360 batting average with 18 hits on the season, and that kind of flows down the rest of that lineup, averaging over 350, and that's what you really like to see, especially by a team that's got a lot of vetted experience.
So here we go, bottom of the first inning, and junior shortstop Keegan Hughes will step into the right side batter's box. Colter Peterson towing the slab for the Mustangs here today. And the first pitch in the bottom of the first inning by Peterson, missing a little bit upstairs for ball one. Now Keegan Hughes, good multi-sport athlete for sure, 61st plate appearance on the year. KP mentioned 360 even on the batting average. 1-0 a little bit high, now two balls and no strikes. He's got 18 hits, and five doubles, one triple, and two home runs. Very strong out of that leadoff spot. He'll take a hack here and lift it foul over the fence down the right side. And now two balls, one strike here, and the first batter of the bottom of the first. Cyclones in the home black tops, white pants. A light blue numeral and lettering, trimmed in white. Peterson's next pitch, a little bit outside, now three balls and one strike. Kaler and Griffin will follow here for the Cyclones in this first inning. Riverside, four consecutive wins coming in, and that one runs up and in, ball four. And just like the top of the first inning, KP, a leadoff walk.
Yeah, both teams' leadoff man doing a nice job of being strong, and that's a big thing. You know, sometimes you anticipate a leadoff man being the guy who gets all the hits and gets himself on base, but sometimes it's about his walks and his plate discipline and earning that ability also to get on first base.
So here's Kobe Kaler, sophomore. Got Hughes at first, and nobody out. No score here in the bottom of the first, and a fastball in there for a called strike. And Peterson jumps out in front of Kaler at 0-1. 70th plate appearance of the season for Kaler. Batting average 392. Peterson, a little jab over to first and a late call by the umpire, but just barely back in safely with the head first slide is Keegan Hughes. And we saw in the top of the first inning as well when the leadoff walk was on that Pace was certainly being eyed down by Kaler. Here's an off-speed missing high. Throw by Paulino to second on target and in time for the out. And Keegan Hughes gunned down by Paulino for the first out here in the bottom of the first.
I'll tell you one guy you definitely don't want to try to make any quick movements on. That is Paulino. He's been an incredible catcher here, and not just the league, the TVL, but then also, you know, when we've seen during Legion Ball. So, I mean, this is an incredible catcher, and he's got good eyes. So if he sees any quick takes, he'll take a shot to second.
Well, it was a dot to second in time for the out. So now the count, two balls and one strike here on Kaler. Bases empty, one out, home first, no score. Peterson right back out of the windup. He'll kick and deliver. Off speed, lifted out toward shallow right field. That is Heim coming in, and he misplayed it. It's dropped. That'll be an error by the right fielder in Heim, and that puts Kaler at first base now with one out in the inning.
Yeah, it's going to be a big thing in this matchup is, you know, not letting the easy things, the simple things get away from you, like those routine fly balls that just head out right towards you. Again, it's not a big burst to win. Sun's not shining too hard. You just want to make those easy plays right there.
So here's Beckham Griffin. Got Kaler at first, one out. Pretty sizable lead over there at first base, but Peterson right back to the stretch position. Doesn't go. He'll fire it in. Griffin swinging late. He'll foul it away for strike one. Now another multi-sport athlete, Beckham Griffin. It is plate appearance number 67, batting average 356, 16 hits, including two doubles and two home runs. He's got a man at first, one out here in the home first. That one missing a little bit high, and now the count even, one ball, one strike here on Griffin. And pretty sizable lead over there. Clary, the first baseman, holding on Kaler, just reaching after a error by the right fielder just a moment ago, and Peterson does toss it over once again, and back in safely is Kaler. JP, it looks like Kaler wants to take off.
He does.
He doesn't that time, and there's a good off-speed pitch that swung on and missed. Now Paulino rips it down to first, but not in time, so now one ball, two strikes. The count's on senior Beckham Griffin. Just getting going here today, no score, bottom one. Good matchup between D-West and Riverside. Here's the lift and the fire, and it's tying away. Good eye by Griffin. Evens the count at 2-2. Well, Riverside still has a matchup and a makeup game with McLeod coming up later on this week. Right now, Riverside in control of their own destiny for a league championship as Griffin offers away that one out of play foul. It was off speed, so still two balls and two strikes.
Yeah, definitely something this Riverside program has built their team up to, trying to get that first ever NEKL league title.
Now, good at bat here by Griffin. The 2-2 by Peterson is inside, ducking out of the way. Now the count runs full, three balls, two strikes, with Mason Hayes in the on-deck circle for the Cyclones. Peterson out of the stretch and fires and blew it by, a swing and a miss, and down goes Griffin. Huge strikeout for out number two. First strikeout today for Colter Peterson. And that'll bring up now the cleanup spot in senior center fielder Mason Hayes.
Yeah, it's 46 strikeout of the year. That was a nice strikeout pitch from Peterson on that loaded count.
First strikeout by Colter Peterson. Now two outs in the inning. Kaler still at first. And the first pitch to Hayes bends in there for a called strike. And it's 0-1. Mason Hayes. Plate appearance number 68, his batting average 367. Peterson out of the stretch. He'll kick and fire. Another off speed. It hung up and stayed up. And now one ball, one strike. Continuing on the numbers for Hayes, 18 hits, including a team-leading three home runs. Now that fastball a little bit up in the zone, but he slaps it away foul. And now behind in the count, Mason Hayes at 1-2. Kaler at first base with two outs here in the bottom of the first inning. No score. And these two teams split their doubleheader last year, with Donovan West winning the first game 1-0. Riverside game 2-8-3. Here's the pitch, and it's hit right back up the middle, but cutting it off. And Pace, the second baseman, couldn't gather after knocking it down and keeping it in front, and everybody is safe. So an infield hit by Mason Hayes, and now two on and two outs.
Yeah, important thing to note there, that runner now on second. You know, he reached off the air, so this could already get out of the inning, but this is a chance for Riverside to start getting an early run here.
So here's the senior, Chase Hewins, catching today. Kaler at second now, Mason Hayes at first. And Hewins on the season, plate appearance number 63, his batting average 370. 17 hits, including two doubles, a triple, and 22 RBIs. He's got an RBI chance here in the bottom of the first against D-West today, and that first pitch by Peterson is a little bit outside for ball one. So a walk in an error, then an infield hit by Hayes. It's Riverside an opportunity here to strike first. Peterson's next pitch, good location, but just missed the zone on the outside with the fastball. Now 2-0 here on Chase Ewens. A right v right matchup. Peterson out of the stretch. Kicks and fires. Low and in the dirt. Kicks away from Paulino. Runner takes off. Kaler to third. He's in there safely. Both runners moving up after that one kicked away from Paulino. So Kaler to third and Hayes to second. And the count now 3-0 on Hewins. And the 3-0 taken all the way. It is in there for a strike. Now 3-1. And you know me, KP. I'm Hewins. I'm still going to take this pitch no matter what. Let's see if he's got the green light. 3-1 is low and outside. Ball 4, and the bases are loaded with 2 outs, and that'll bring up the sophomore, Gavin Schoenfelder.
Yeah, this is going to be a big jam here for Boston West to try to get out. The big thing here is that Peterson just stays confident, doesn't get himself too out of control. A pinch runner coming in.
Looks like we'll have a courtesy runner over there at first base for Hewins. It is Banks Herbster, the sophomore. He's running at first base now for Hewins. But big opportunity here for the big sophomore in Schoenfelder. Bases loaded and 2 outs here in the bottom of the first. And Peterson's first pitch is in there for a called strike.
Yeah, and Peterson needs to stay ahead of this count here. He can't get behind as the pitcher.
Schoenfelder's hit one home run. He's driven in 19. Batting average 360. The 0-1 off speed. It gets in there for a called strike. And now really, Schoenfelder in protection mode at 0-2.
Yeah, Peterson, he's got a nice arsenal, and he's really trying to work it to get this out.
He got everything in the bag here on 0-2. Can Peterson get out of the jam? And it's going to be hit softly over the jumping pace at second, and it dips down for a base hit. And it's going to be a 2-RBI single for the Cyclones with 2 outs. Schoenfelder comes through, just reaching out on an 0-2 pitch, and just enough strength to give the Cyclones a 2 spot here in the first.
Yep, that was a huge hit, especially down 0-2, needing to protect a plate. Schoenfelder did not hesitate, pulled the trigger, and got in the 2 runs.
Just a soft-as-can-be liner. Just maybe 6 inches above the reaching glove of Pace at second. So the Cyclones take an early 2-0 lead, and Parker Foley steps in, and will start in front, 1-1, no strikes. Now clutch hitting here in the first for the home team Cyclones. There's a good hack there, but fouling it away is Parker Foley, the sophomore, now 1-1. So Schoenfelder now with those 2 runs driven in, although one of them is going to be charged as an earned run for Peterson. Now 21 RBIs this season for Schoenfelder. He's at first. There's a good off-speed pitch that catches the zone, and now Foley behind at 1-2. So you got Hewins at second base, Schoenfelder at first, and this is hit well, but on the ground it's short, kicking it is catcher Peterson, and everybody's going to be safe, and the bases are going to be loaded once again. So defense falling behind Donovan West here in this first inning, and now the Cyclones one hit away from turning this into a much larger portion in the first inning.
Yeah, can I go back to that air out from right field, and that second at bat, that was from Kaler. I mean, you catch that, you know, this inning is easily over by now. You know, you just give up the no runs, but, you know, now those errors, and even though you can probably argue that it's probably more of a hit there, but again, you want to really have efficient defense in those moments. I mean, there's not too much of a weather implication here. It's very nice out. Just got to make those big plays, especially for your pitcher in these tight moments.
Now, it's never really good when you have your first mound meeting in the first inning. And right now, Donovan West just trying to get out of this with no more harm done. It'll be the senior right fielder, Josh Amos, here coming up for Riverside. The base is loaded with 2 outs. The big hit already this inning, courtesy of Gavin Schoenfelder, right now stands at second base, driving in 2. Well, the single just a moment ago. And then Foley reaching on the E6. So the second error unofficially in this first inning for the Mustang defense. And now they got to still get one more out to get out of this inning. So the senior steps in. Big opportunity here for Riverside. First pitch by Peterson, a little bit low and outside. Good stop by Paulino, and it's one ball, no strikes here on Amos. Courtesy runner Herbster at third. Schoenfelder at second. Foley at first. Here's the pitch. That one is delivered in there for a strike. Now 1-1. Now Segrist in the on-deck circle. If Amos is able to get on, then officially the Cyclones would bat around here in the first. But Peterson trying to end it now, and this one could end it. A little slow roller. Tough play for Pace. Charging. Lofts it to first in time for the out. And that retires the side. But the damage done for Riverside. They get a 2-RBI single by Gavin Schoenfelder. And after high school baseball here today, glad to be a part of your Monday afternoon. Again, north of 80 degrees. First pitch here today. But right now we go to the second inning. Donovan West at Riverside. KP Cyclones a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, and those are two big errors that happened at the bottom of the first there from Donovan West. Just things that you're going to have to clean up here throughout the rest of this game. We talked about last year, these two teams, they battled pretty close fashion. So any of those runs you've given up, especially those unearned runs, I mean, they're going to be pretty costly.
So here's freshman catcher Peterson. Cleanup spot here. Kobe Kaler's first pitch of the second inning, a fastball called strike. And top number two is a go. The Cyclones could have had more. They strand the bases loaded in the first, but take a 2-0 lead. Off-speed pitch, and fouling it away is catcher. Falling behind, no balls, two strikes. He'll be followed by Kaysen Keller and Braylon Shelton. A youthful middle part of this D-West order. Catcher a freshman, Keller a sophomore, Shelton a freshman. Here's Kaler's 0-2. And off one bounce, two bounces at second base. Foley played it off a curve there, and he gets it over to first base in time for out number one. I just kind of had to wait on that one to see where that curvature with the ball was going to kind of play off the dirt. And Foley played it well for out number one.
Yeah, you're in the middle part of this order for Donovan West, which, again, you kind of mentioned that a pretty young part of the order, but these young guys, they've been in varsity sports this entire season, basketball, a little bit of football there too, so... You know, they've played a lot against these guys, these athletes, so they're definitely comfortable here at this varsity level. But, again, just trying to get quality at-bats here.
First pitch to Kaysen Keller by Kaler is in there for a called strike. 71st plate appearance for Keller, batting average at 320. Kaler's next pitch, another ground ball to the second baseman in Foley. Bobbles for a second, gathers on to Griffin in time, and quickly a couple of ground outs here to begin the top of the second inning.
And you're seeing this defense here for Riverside, a nice supporting cast on the infield and the outfield, just being able to pick up these easy ground balls. That's the third time we've seen Foley make a routine ground-out play, and he's also made an impressive tag on second from a caught steal. So he's on the ball right now.
And Kaler's got something going, delivers the first pitch strike to Shelton, and it's going to be 0-1. Riverside leading it 2-0 here in the top of the second. Kaler trying to go a swift 1-2-3, and now he's got Shelton down in the count 0-2 after he waved over the top of an off-speed pitch. And the 0-2 by Kaler, low and inside. One ball, two strikes here on the freshman, Braylon Shelton, starting today in left field. Now, Kaler faced the minimum in the first, despite giving up a leadoff walk. And now a high chopper to the first base side, but foul. So Shelton stays alive, at least one more offering at 1-2. Now, the defense for Donovan West kind of let him down in that first. Schoenfelder for Riverside, the big hit. 2-RBI single. And Kaler looking comfortable here, 0-2. A little bit outside. Or correction, now the 1-2 there makes it two balls and two strikes. Beg your pardon on that one. Shelton battling here. Here's a 2-2. Missing high with the fastball. Now three balls, two strikes.
Yeah, getting a little too comfortable here. Definitely got to look for that strikeout pitch or at least keep that batter going.
Shelton has drawn 15 walks, and now he lofts this one out to shallow center. Going to be a tough play, charging it, and Hayes comes through and makes the catch just after the dirt, just barely into the grass behind second base. So a tough play, but made by Hayes out in center. So three up and three down for Donovan West in the top of the second inning. We go to the bottom of the second here in Wathena. Riverside leading this game. Back here on KNZA, high school baseball here today. Riverside coming up to bat here in the bottom of the second inning. They lead Donovan West 2-0 here today. KPBT, Bobby with you. Coulter Peterson's first pitch to Grady Segrist is a little bit high for ball one. And the Cyclones here in the home second trying to add to a two-run lead. Peterson's next pitch in there for a strike, and it's 1-1.
Yeah, big thing here for Donovan West is, again, clean up on those errors.
Yeah, they had two big errors in that first inning helping Riverside send up 8 to the plate. So you got 9-1-2, and now this one's hit down the right field line. It's slicing, and it's going to be foul. Now Segrist back to the batter's box. The count 1-2, not in his favor. And Riverside 12-4 on the year. They got McLeod coming up in a makeup on a Thursday this week. And Donovan West will have Moore Hill Mounts Academy later on this week as well. There's the 1-2, fastball missing outside. Segrist evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Riverside, they've won 4 in a row since being swept at Frankfurt back on April 20th. Now this one's hit to shallow right field. It's actually going to be Pace, the second baseman, just barely out onto the grass. He'll make the catch for out number one.
Yeah, that's a great play to start off defensively here for Donovan West. Pace doing a nice job tracking the ball to his left side, extending himself all the way to that first base bag. Just, you know, easy, simple play, but it's good to get made.
Back to the top of the order. Here's Keegan Hughes, who led off the game with a walk and ultimately was caught stealing in that first inning at second on a great throw by Hayden Paulino. Takes fastball in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Riverside leading it 2-0, still early, bottom second. And Peterson gets the call from Paulino. Out of the windup, he'll kick. Righty-righty matchup off speed. Just barely missed outside. And now the count, 1-1 here on Keegan Hughes, who entered today with a .360 batting average. And the 1-1 off speed didn't break in there, and it's 2-1. Kobe Kaler in the on-deck circle here for Riverside. Their big hit in the first by Gavin Schoenfelder. Here's a 2-1 by Peterson, missing upstairs at the fastball. Now 3-1. But we talked about it. Peterson entered today with just 6 walks given up all year, and he walked 2 in the first, and now a 3-1 counts and make it 3 walks as that one is upstairs for ball 4. The 2 at-bats for Keegan Hughes, and both times he has drawn a walk.
Well, that's why he's the leadoff man. He's got lots of great plate discipline. He's earned himself on that first base bag twice now. Just hopefully he kind of learns from that first time up where he doesn't get caught stealing there on that second base bag. Maybe shorten up his stance there from that first base bag, but then also, you know, try to make a little smarter decision there chasing the second.
So here's Kobe Kaler, reached on an error in the first, lofted one out to right field, misplayed by Heim, which got him on and ultimately came around to score off the bat by Schoenfelder. First pitch by Peterson, a fastball, outer edge, called strike, and it's 0-1. Kaler entered today, batting average of .392. This is his 71st plate appearance of the season. Peterson taking a long look, and now this one's hit out towards center, backing up his Falk. He has it teed up. He'll make the catch, and he'll get it back into the infield safely and keep Hughes over at first base, but now 2 outs for Beckham Griffin. Well, certainly probably the hardest hit ball we have seen early on. Falk playing in the right spot in center field, just moving back a couple steps and a little to his left. So here's Griffin, who struck out in his first at bat. Got Hughes at first base, 2 outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Cyclones leading D West 2-0. Peterson's first pitch, a little bit outside with the fastball, it's 1-0. But Griffin, this is now his 68th plate appearance of the season. Came into tonight, batting average at .356. The 1-0 by Peterson. That one a little bit outside. And 2 balls and 0 strikes. Riverside, 2 runs, 2 hits in that first inning. There's a good hack. A swing and a miss there by Griffin. Now 2 balls and 1 strike as Peterson just blew the fastball right by him.
And it's a good thing he did. Griffin was taking a nice big hack there on that pitch.
Hughes about a three-step lead, does not go. The off-speed pitch missing outside, and now Griffin in control at 3-1. Riverside trying to keep the line moving with two outs. See what Griffin does here with a count at 3-1. And he takes a charge at it, and he lifts it very high into the air. This is going to be a tough play for Shelton out in left. Instead, it's going to be the shortstop and catcher, Peterson. Kind of goes over the shoulder to make that one. That was a difficult play, but catcher doing a good job to secure the final out. So Hughes with a one-out walk. It does no harm. Two innings in here in Wathena, Riverside High School Baseball here on a Monday. Appreciate it very much. KNZA, Bobby in studio. We got Crendon, Brandon with you as well. We go to the top of the third inning. Donovan West trailing Riverside at 2-0. And so far through two innings, Riverside's Kobe Kaler doing a pretty nice job. He is face six and retired six.
Yeah, not just Kaler, but again, supporting Cass Foley. He has been on four of those outs that have been made so far here for Riverside. So, you know, this infield and outfield, they're doing work here for Riverside.
So the bottom third of the order, 7-8-9 due up for D-West, number five ranked team in 2-1A, a record of 13-5, count 0-1 here on Bredheim. Kaler's next pitch, a bunt put down off the end of the bat, played by Kaler off the mound, and gets it over to Griffin in time for the out. So Heim maybe trying to catch Cyclones infield off guard there, but Kaler, good athleticism to record the first out here in the third.
Yeah, made quick notice of the bunt attempt, ran up to it, grabbed it, and then, yeah, as you mentioned, the quick slice to first to get that out.
So quickly, one up, one down here in the top of the third, and here's Taben Clary, the junior first baseman. Clary is 65th plate appearance this season, batting average .294. And first pitch outside the zone for ball one. Brecken Falk in the on-deck circle here for D-West. Here's the 1-0 by Kaler in there for a strike, and it's 1-1. I mentioned it atop the broadcast, Donovan West team batting average .315. Is consistent across the board. Here's a 1-1 by Kaler, just missed outside. And now advantage Clary at 2-1. Kaler works quickly, kicks, and fires. High and away with the fastball. Now 3-1.
Yep, Clary doing a nice job staying patient. Lefty versus righty here, matchup here.
Now Kaler behind in the count. He has walked one here so far. That was Pace to lead off the game. He kicks and delivers a 3-1, and it's a fastball, inner edge, a called strike, and the count full at 3-2. You know, great afternoon for some high school baseball. Again, north of 80 degrees at first pitch, certainly a little on the warmer side. As a 3-2 is hit off the plate, kicks into fair territory. It's a live ball played by the catcher in Hewins, and his throw down to first, I believe, was in time barely for out number two. What a play by Hewins to gather that one off the high hop and get out number two here in the inning.
Yeah, he did a great job quickly stripping off his mask and being able to set his feet and fire that to first base on a line. And that's the most important thing is, you know, he was able to get the first baseman on time there and no mistakes were made.
So two up and two down. Here's the freshman in Brecken Falk in the first pitch, missing the zone for ball one. Well, Falk making his 44th plate appearance this season, and the freshman's been good. His batting average north of .310. Takes a fastball for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Well, I mentioned atop this inning that Kaler had seen six and retired six. I got to take a step back because he did give up a leadoff walk to Pace, but he was ultimately gunned down at second on a steal attempt. So I'm still facing the minimum in that first inning. Now a chance for his first strikeout. 1-2. Here's the pitch. And it bends in there. Called strike three. And Kobe Kaler, three scoreless innings here in today's ball game. So 2.5 in. We go to the bottom of the third. Riverside leading Donovan West. 2-0 Riverside as we go to the bottom of the third inning here today. We got KP, BT, Bobby in studio. So the lone hit from the first still holding up. Gavin Schoenfelder, two RBI single. Both pitchers have certainly been good since. And Kaler, for Riverside, he's been very good through the first three innings here today, but now Riverside as we go to the home third, trying to add KP to a two-run lead.
Yeah, and Riverside's in the meat of their order now, which is, you know, you take the three batters here in the meat of the order, they're averaging roughly all together 368. So, again, this is a tough spot in the order, and Peterson's going to have to grind through it.
First pitch to Mason Hayes in the cleanup spot, in there for a called strike. And the bottom of the third inning moving along. Peterson gets the call, count 0-1. And the pitch, off speed in there. Quickly, no balls, two strikes on Hayes, who singled on an infield shot to the second baseman in the first and came around to score on that Schoenfelder single. Off speed outside, good eye. And Hayes now at 1-2. Chase Ewins will follow, and then Schoenfelder, as we mentioned, a big two RBI knock in the hole here and due up this inning. Riverside 12-4. 1-4 straight. Now a high chopper cleaned by Keller at third. A long throw across the diamond just in time for the out. Very good play by Keller at third. And just the importance of getting that first out, considering a couple of errors they committed in the first.
Yeah, and that's been the main difference of this game. If those errors, that first error more particularly, wasn't committed by Donathan West, this would still be a 0-0 game. But again, you just want to keep playing strong here and getting through those.
There's Chase Ewins. Base is empty, one out, home third, 2-0 Riverside. And he walked in his first at bat. And takes first pitch a little bit inside for ball one. Fastball missing upstairs, two balls, no strikes. And Riverside an opportunity later this week if they can sweep McClouth. Now we get a timeout here called by D. West. So the count 2-0 right now on Chase Ewins. Base is empty, one out, bottom three with the Cyclones leading D. West 2-0.
Interesting early conversation here, but again, still lots of confidence should be had here in Peterson early on in this game. He's been very strong up there on the mound so far. Just, again, some unfortunate errors, but overall he's done pretty solid.
So it's the second mound meeting for Donovan West as we sit here in the bottom of the third inning. And we got a broadcast coming up on Thursday to kind of wrap up our regular season broadcast schedule here on KNZA. And then don't look now, we get to middle, late next week, going to have some postseason baseball.
Yeah, no, it's an exciting time, just not just baseball, but softball too. And then also, of course, you got track and field. So all around, you know, you're getting to this postseason time. You know, it's going to be really exciting these next couple weeks.
Well, it looks like we are going to get a pitching change here by Donovan West. We'll check it out and let you know after a quick timeout. So Colter Peterson's afternoon is done on the bump for Donovan West. So we take a quick timeout. It is 2-0 Riverside. We'll let you know the D. West pitcher. Right, baseball continues. Donovan West down 2-0 to Riverside. Going to the bullpen, and from Colter Peterson to catcher Peterson. Catcher now going to be pitching here for Donovan West with the Cyclones leading the game 2-0. Bottom of the third inning, a 2-0 count right now on Chase Ewins. And catcher has just pitched north of 26 innings this season, making his 10th appearance, and a 2.12 ERA. And Colter, after being bumped off the hill, will play defensively at shortstop. And the first pitch by catcher missing outside the zone, so now it's 3-0 here to Hewins, and now he finds the strike zone here to make it 3-1. And catcher's been good in relief. Mentioned his 10th appearance on the mound, and now that one is in there for a strike, and from 3-0 to 3-2.
Yeah, he came in already on 2-0 count, so he's working it good here.
And a 3-2 is in there for a strike three call on the outside part of the plate, and Ewins is down looking for out number two.
Yeah, good decision here to and for his older brother. Catcher, he's a young freshman, I'll tell you what, he's been involved in every varsity sport raid this season. He's been a stout player on every side of the field, the basketball floor, and even here on the baseball bump.
So here's Schoenfelder, who had the big two RBI knock in the first, responsible for the two Riverside runs. Peterson, the strikeout there of Ewins, giving him now 31 Ks on the year, and good off-speed pitch, and Schoenfelder missed it all, and quickly, no balls, two strikes in this at-bat. So catcher in relief, trying to get the final two outs. And he does so, swing and a miss. Paulino secures the tag, and how about catcher Peterson in relief? He goes back-to-back strikeouts on Hewins and Schoenfelder. We go to inning number four here in Wathena. High school baseball here this afternoon. Crittenden Prophet, Brandon Tam, and Bobby in studio. Good one here to boot. We go to the fourth inning at KP Riverside again. The two runs by Schoenfelder on the single in the first, still holding up to this point. Cyclones with a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, and often what they put in the freshman pitcher, catcher Peterson, there in that last bottom of the third inning, and man, he came in with some confidence. Back-to-back Ks, the one looking, the one swinging. So, you know, again, this is continuously looking like a defensive battle. Both sides are going to have to get the bats hot, more so on the D West side as you're down 2-0.
So Kobe Kaler with a 2-0 lead back to work on the bump. He has seen 9 and faced 9. He gave up a walk early, but he has been magnificent. So he gets the top of the order for a second time. Preston Pay steps in, takes one low and inside for ball one. And here we go with inning number four. Kaler has one strikeout. He has yet to give up a hit. And that one's in there for a called strike, and it's 1-1.
Yeah, Kaler's performance today has nothing been short of amazing. He has been quality up there from the mound.
So again, Pace walked in his first at-bat, which gave him on the seat. He takes one inside to make it 2-1. We knew he had some good pitching here today. Figured it wasn't going to be an incredibly high-scoring affair, but that pitch there catching the outer edge for a called strike, and it's 2-2 now on Pace. Coulter Peterson, Hayden Paulino also due up here in the fourth for D West. They trail here at Riverside 2-0. A quick pause there by Kaler on the bump, so he resets. See what Hewins behind the dish dials up on this 2-2 pitch to Preston Pace. Here it is, that 2-2. Ooh, just barely missed outside of the fastball, and it's now 3-2. The offering here on Pace. He takes a good charge into this one down the right field line and running towards it. I believe it's foul just barely up against the fence. Amos trying to run it down beyond that right side foul line, but we'll have to trot back into the batter's box, Will Pace, and face another 3-2.
And one thing Kaler's done great, I mean, facing the minimums in each of these innings, you're limiting these at-bats that you're facing with these batters. So again, kind of gets them hard to get that comfortability with your pitching.
We were talking to some of the Riverside coaches before the game and just kind of talking about their strategy, of course, how big the McLouth games are coming up on Thursday with a chance to win a league title. So just trying to navigate the pitching staff here. And on a 3-2, thinking it was ball four, Pace took off down the line. Instead, the umpire rung it up for strike three. The inside part of the play, giving Kaler now his second strikeout and the first out here in the fourth.
Yeah, that's one thing that's tough about baseball compared to softball is you really got to look out for that pitch count, because once you exceed over a certain amount of pitches, then you have to, you know, guarantee those days of rest. So definitely something that Riverside's been looking at here, because they, you know, want that league title.
That might be part of the reason we saw Coulter Peterson maybe get pulled
absolutely.
A little bit earlier for D West in that last half inning. One ball, no strikes here on Coulter, as we mentioned. And he check swings this one. It's down the third base line, but it's going to trickle foul. And now it's 1-1 here on Coulter, the senior. Lined out to center field in his first at bat today. But he entered today with a batting average of .382. And slugging .436 and an on-base percentage of .564, which is second best on the team behind Paulino. 1-1, one out, nobody on, and that one's been in there by Kaler for a called strike, and it's 1-2. So still 2-0, Cyclones in front. D-West batting in the top of the fourth. And a 1-2 by Kaler is a swing and a miss. Blew it by with the fastball. And how about back-to-back strikeouts going back to the end of the third inning. And Kaler starting to find something here in the middle innings. Quickly two down. So that brings up Paulino. Grounded out to second in the first inning. at this point, with two outs in the fourth, Kaler has still faced the minimum, and Hewins tossed from behind home plate back to him, sailed over his head, and Hughes having to go back him up here. But a first pitch strike to Hayden Paulino. Jersey number 99. Off speed, swinging a miss, and quickly 0-2. On the last three that Kaler has seen, he has struck out. Now he has a chance to strike out the side here in the fourth. Here's an 0-2 to Paulino. He hits this to the right side, playable by the second baseman Foley, bobbles it a touch, gathers, underhands it just barely in time. Boy, to get Paulino and retire the side. So, it was an efficient inning for Kaler for sure. A couple of strikeouts and a ground out, and he has faced the minimum through four. Well, we're halfway in here in Wathena. Riverside, they lead Donovan West 2-0. Halfway in, halfway home here today. High school baseball on KNZA. Crin and Prophet, Brandon Tadman. We got Bobby in studio. We go to the bottom of the fourth here in Wathena. Riverside leading Donovan West 2-0. Catcher Peterson back to work in relief for Donovan West. And, of course, brother Coulter getting the start today, but pulled after 58 pitches, but obviously some strategic value when you look at that.
Yeah, after you hit, if you go over 60, 61, that's a three-day rest, meaning he'd be out for Thursday's game. But since you're keeping out that within that 46 to 60 range, you know, he'll be good to go for that Thursday matchup. So, again, we've kind of heard it. Both teams are trying to be strategic that way. Right now, Hughes is at that 50 mark right now for himself. So we'll see, you know, how long they stretch him this game, too.
So here we go, bottom of the fourth inning, and the bottom of the order is what catcher Peterson will see, starting off with sophomore Parker Foley, who fouls away the first pitch for strike number one. Foley reached on an error in his first at-bat today and leads things off here in the fourth, and now he takes a good swing but fouls this one away. And Foley quickly behind in the count at 0-2.
Play what though, Foley's had a nice defense today. He's been on five of the outs on the defensive side, and he's had some nice underhands, had a really nice tag applied in the caught steal. He's just been really great defensively.
0-2 by catcher Peterson, a little bit low and outside to make it 1-2. So you got Foley, Amos, and Segrist this inning, bottom third of the Cyclone order, trying to add to a two-run lead. And there's a called strike three on the inside part of the plate, looking, and down goes Foley. So how about three batters faced in relief for catcher Peterson and three strikeouts?
Yeah, and two of those being looking right now. This freshman is doing a nice job manipulating that zone and where that pitch is going. It's really throwing off these batters. Again, you know, this is the first time these batters are seeing him as he's coming to relief.
So here's Josh Amos, senior right fielder. First pitch in the dirt for ball one. Well, he was the final out of that lengthy home first inning. The Cyclones got their two runs, grounding out to second base to end that frame with the bases loaded. There's a fastball called strike, and now 1-1 the count here on Josh Amos. Bottom of the fourth inning, Riverside 2, D West nothing, as catcher fires one in there. It's a little bit low and outside to make it 2-1. Well, Riverside last year, 16-6, and a run to the regional semifinals, and there's a swing and a miss right there by Amos to make it 2-2. They beat Royal Valley in the opening round of the regional tournament 12-2, but then lost 12-3 to Marysville. As this one's popped up to the right side, and Pace at second will make the play, and out number two quickly. So in relief, four batters face. Catcher Peterson, three strikeouts and a pop-out. That'll bring up number nine in the order, sophomore Grady Segrist.
Yeah, he's had lots of confidence up there on the mound. You can really just see that also from the defensive side as well. So things shutting down here on the defensive side from D West. Again, still down by two.
And first pitch swinging, lifting this one out towards center field. And Falk backing up. Now he comes in a couple of steps. He'll make the catch. And a quick, easy bottom of the fourth inning worked there by catcher Peterson as the Cyclones go down in order. 1-2-3. We go to the fifth here in Wathena. Still 2-0 Riverside. It's high school baseball on KNZA. High school baseball continues today on KNZA. We appreciate Bobby in studio. We got Crendon, Brandon with you as well. We still sit 2-0 Riverside as we go to the fifth inning. And Kobe Kaler back on the bump for the Cyclones has faced the minimum KP through the first four.
Yeah, he's been very strong. We kind of talked about that at the beginning of this game. The big key was going to be this pitcher-v-pitcher matchup, and he has went the distance, looking to continue to keep going that distance here as well as, you know, he comes out with a nice first pitch for a strike here against Peterson.
He's got that middle part of the D-West order to work with. Catcher Peterson starting behind 0-1. Here's the next pitch, and that one outside to make it one ball, one strike. So catcher Peterson, Kaysen Keller, and Braylon Shelton. Or Donovan West here in the top of the fifth inning as they trail Riverside here 2-0. Next pitch low and outside, makes it two balls and one strike. Catcher grounded out to second base in his first at bat to lead off the second. Now leading things off here in the fifth. A 2-1 and just fouled away to make it two balls, two strikes. Hogan defensively behind Kaler today. Hewins catching, Schoenfelder at third, Hughes at short, Foley at second, Griffin at first. Segrist in left, Hayes in center, Amos the right fielder. 2-2 here by Kaler, and it's a slow ground ball to the shortstop in Hughes, charging onto the grass, makes a throw to first in time to Griffin to retire Peterson for out number one. Again, good defense by the Cyclones behind Kaler.
Yeah, I continue to be a great supporting cast. You mentioned Hughes. He was able to creep up to that ball, be able to get into his glove real nice and that secure, and then the dart throw after setting his feet to first.
So one out here in the fifth. That brings up Kaysen Keller, the sophomore. Ground out to second in his first at bat. And Kaler missing a little bit upstairs to start, so it'll be 1-0. Keller today making, right now, this is 72nd plate appearance. Batting average just south of 320. And now he hits this one foul down the right field line over the fence. And the count's evened up at one ball, one strike. Well, Kaler's been very good here today for Riverside. He has faced the minimum through 4 1/3. He's given up one walk. He has struck out three. And he's had good defense behind him here so far. Here's a 1-1, and this one's hit high in the air on the infield. It might be Kaler off the mound just behind the rubber, and he makes the catch for out number two here in the fifth. So Kaler continues beyond cruise control, and now to bring up Braylon Shelton, the freshman left fielder.
Yeah, impressively, again, has given up no hits this entire game right now. D. West, they're just trying to make some contact to that ball.
So again, trying to face the minimum here in the fifth, and the first pitch to the lefty in Shelton is a fastball catching that inside corner for a called strike. A little bit open on the stance, and Shelton wearing jersey number 2. Next pitch a little bit high with the fastball, makes it one ball, one strike. Shelton's first at bat was out the center, final out of the second inning. 1-1 by Kaler off speed and swung over the top of it, missing. Well, Shelton now needs to battle. It's one ball, two strikes. Kaler shaking off one sign from Hewins. Yes to the next. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. That was well done. Fastball outside part of the plate. Shelton missing it all. And another 1-2-3 inning for Kobe Kaler. We go to the bottom of the fifth here in Wathena. Riverside 2 and Donovan West nothing. A 2-RBI single by Riverside's Gavin Schoenfelder in the first. Still the lone runs in this afternoon's game. Go to the bottom of the fifth, 2-0 Cyclones. Catcher Peterson back to work on the bump for D. West. And the first pitch to Keegan Hughes, low and away for ball one. And the bottom of the fifth,
OS no hits Riverside back in that first inning. But again, you reset, you go back up to the top of the order. It's time for a fresh start.
And a ground ball off one hop. Third baseman Keller makes a nice glove stab over there to his left, and he darts one to first to Clary in time to retire Keegan Hughes to begin the bottom of the fifth.
And one of the biggest differences in this game has kind of been the defense. But again, that was all the way back in that first inning. D. West had the two errors. Since then, though, their defense has been very spot on here, especially at the infield. They have made some very impressive plays.
Oh, yeah, the two errors in the first, leading to two runs there for Riverside, but since then, no errors, and lo and behold, the Cyclones, no runs since. So here's Kobe Kaler. He has pitched very well here this afternoon. at the plate, 0-for-2, reaching on an error. Now he hits this one to shallow right field. Coming in is Heim. He made a error out there earlier in the game, but he runs that one down near the foul line, and he'll make the catch, and quickly 2 up and 2 down.
Yeah, great speed there, being able to chase that one. Done. Sun has kind of started to fade away now as clouds have hit the entire field, but being able to track that down beautifully.
Now catcher Peterson in relief. He has seen 7. He has retired 7. And now this is hit on a line out to left field, and reaching down to the shoelaces to make the catch was Shelton out in left field. It was a near hit, but Griffin retired on a nice defensive play by Shelton in left field. So Riverside going quietly in the home fifth. As the West have a rally in them, they trail Riverside 2-0. Here we go, back in Wathena this afternoon. High school baseball, Crittenden Prophet, Brandon Tamman. Appreciate Bobby in studio. Cyclones of Riverside leading Donovan West 2-0 as Kobe Kaler back on the bump. And KP's been very good today, as Kaler has faced the minimum through 5, and he got right now the bottom third of the order here in the top of the 6th inning. He's got 4 strikeouts and just 1 walk.
Yeah, he's had 62 pitches so far this game, mentioned the 4 strikeouts. He's been very efficient right now, and man, he's just trying to stay on that roll.
Oh, bunts put down here by Brett Heim, and ricochets it into foul territory for strike number 1. So the top of the 6th is going. D-West going to have to rally. They're down 2-0.
Man, this is a big year at the bottom of the order for Donovan West. This is a chance that you can really get your first hit of the game.
And showing bunt, not pulling back, and it's a called strike. And Heim now probably don't want to try a bunt now with the count at 0-2. Well, he did try to bunt in his first hit back in the third, but hit it right back to Kaler, who made the throw to first. And there's a called strike 3 on the inside part of the plate. So Kaler gets him with an off-speed pitch. Give Kaler now 5 strikeouts here today, and he continues to chug along here in the early portions of the 6th.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but as this game has gone on, it just looks like Kaler just gets more confident and kind of gets more filled with poise there against every batter. He just comes with more confidence, just more zip to that fastball, and he's just getting better as this game goes on.
Now, you mentioned the pretty light pitch count to this point. He has just been
66.
Very efficient. As stepping in, Taben Clary, and a first-pitch fastball missing high and away for ball number 1. Clary just tapped one back in front of the catcher in Hewins in his first at-bat. He was gunned down by Hewins. Off-speed in the dirt. 2 balls, no strikes here on Clary. Brecken Falk in the on-deck circle for D. West. Well, Donovan West, they've lost their last 2. They played a one-off game at Bishop LeBlanc on Friday, lost that game 12-4, and then lost the second game of their doubleheader at Jefferson County North. There's a pitch called strike, and now 2-1 the count on Clary. They've hit kind of a rough stretch. They won 10 of their first 11. Now the record's sitting at 13-5. Here's a 2-1 to Clary, and it's been in there for a called strike. And we're even Stevens at 2-2. Every win matters. Both these teams jockeying for position towards the top of their regionals. Next pitch by Kaler, low and in the dirt. And the count runs full, 3-2. Cyclones leading Donovan West 2-0 with the bases empty, 1 out in the top of the 6th inning. Kaler's been sensational in trying to avoid a walk here. The pitch just missed inside, ball 4. So just the 2nd base runner for Donovan West here today. And both have been thanks to the walk. So now runner at first, 1 out. Number 9 in the order, and freshman Brecken Falk.
And Coach Paolino is coming over here and talking to the umpire. Got a pinch runner coming in here at first.
A pitch runner coming in here for Donovan West. Kaysen Smith, I believe.
That base running is going to be really important here for Donovan West. Getting 1 out, that runner on first, trying to get him progressed into an opportunity for scoring position.
So Smith, the courtesy runner at first base for Clary. And here's Falk, who steps in from the right side. He struck out in his first at-bat, one of the 5 strikeouts for Kaler here today. First pitch missing outside for ball 1. like it's a big at bat here, just one out in the inning. Falk can be productive here, maybe get himself on, and you get it back to the top of the order. And he's going to take a charge into this one, but sailing down the right field line and foul. And Falk evened up, one ball, one strike. Plate appearance number 45 this season for the freshman Falk, who just south of a .310 batting average. Impressive for the freshman. Now he tries to show bunt and missed it all, and it's a strike, and now it didn't even touch the bat. Here's a throw to second, and the tag applied, and no, they're going to say not applied at second base.
They dropped it.
So the courtesy runner, Smith, gets into scoring position. So the the bunt attempt, I thought for a second maybe Falk had caught a piece of that, but instead it just whiffed nothing but air for a strike, but it got away from the catcher, and now a 1-2 pitch just barely missing high, and now Falk even at 2-2. So a base hit could cut the deficit in half here for Donovan West. It's the only one out in the inning. Now a high fastball swung on and missed for out number two. So Kaler comes right back to it, and Falk couldn't catch up. So out number two, and it's going to be up to Preston Pace. Give Kaler now six strikeouts here today. And Pace 0-for-1 with a walk. So can Pace come through with two outs? His team trailing at Riverside, 2-0 in the sixth. And he takes a bender in there for a called strike. And it's 0-1. Well, it's going to be the first inning that Kaler does not face the minimum, yet he has not given up a hit yet. That one missing a little bit outside, evens up at 1-1 here on the sophomore Pace. The courtesy runner, Smith at second base, running for Clary. And now this is hit out to shallow right center field, and the announcer Jinx comes into play. It drops in for a base hit, and runners are going to be at the corners with two outs.
Yeah, just a shallow blooper there, but Smith, late takeoff, gets himself just a third. Of course, he was kind of waiting there to see if that center fielder was going to come up and get that pickup, but you know, it was already two outs. I feel like you probably should have just made that sprint anyway.
Made the charge, yeah. But now it's got to be up to Colter Peterson, and certainly in a clutch at bat scenario, which this is currently, probably one of your better options there. So Peterson now puts a charge into this one, out to left field. Segrist coming in, doesn't get there in time, and it falls in for a hit. And that drives home Smith from third, and this has turned into a 2-1 game just like that with the RBI by Colter Peterson.
All you gotta do is punch that first ticket, and then you just gotta keep the line on going. You get that first hit, you just gotta keep repeating it. Donovan West now, by one, runner back in scoring position.
So Pace moves up to second, Peterson at first. A 2-1 game, and here's Hayden Paulino with two on and two outs. He is 0-for-2 with a couple of grounders. By the way, Colter Peterson with that RBI, giving him now 19 runs batted in this season. And now a gap shot here could give Donovan West their first lead, and certainly Paulino, candidate to put one, certainly out there a ways.
Yeah, it's one of those games where you just really have to stay patient here on the offensive side, and it's hopefully, at least for Donovan West's side, pay off.
Here's a 1-0 to Paulino, and that one's in there for a strike, and evens up at 1-1. They got Pace at second, Colter Peterson at first, with two outs here in the top of the sixth. D-West finally getting on the board, but still trailing Riverside 2-1. The 1-1 fouled away. And now Paulino making it one ball, two strikes.
Yeah, one joke I've always had about Paulino is he wears number 99 representing his hitting
power. I've called it out before.
The hitting power.
It's kind of the odd number, but always got to respect it. Being number 99 in the number 3 spot here for D-West. He's in a big spot here with the count at 1-2, two on and two outs. His team down 1 in the sixth. Here's Kaler's lift and deal. And this one's lifted in the air, and it's going to be foul. So at least Paulino gets one more crack, at least at 1-2.
Yeah, you can really tell he's trying to give all he can with this swing. Again, as you mentioned, a nice gap shot could give the lead there with the runners on first and second. Even hard hit single could evenly place this game at an even Steven.
A 2-1 Riverside lead, 1-2 the count here on Paulino. Here's Kaler's delivery, and it's grounded up the middle past Kaler, out into center field for a base hit. Here comes Pace around third. He will score, throw to third, not in time. Three consecutive base hits by the top of the order for Donovan West, and just like that, this game is knotted up at two.
Yeah, all with two outs on the board, most impressively. I mean, Donovan West, they hadn't had a single runner in scoring position up until this inning. They've had four opportunities to run in scoring positions, and they've came up three of four with those opportunities. So the bats, they're hot. And again, as you mentioned it, they've hit three straight.
Aiden Paulino, that's hit number 28 on the season. That leads the Mustangs and his team-leading 29th RBI. And that ties the game here in the sixth inning. And I think they're going to intentionally walk catcher Peterson to load the bases for Kaysen Keller. That shows what Riverside feels about the freshman cleanup spot in catcher Peterson.
He's been strong.
They put him on. So the bases are loaded for Kaysen Keller, the sophomore, in a 2-2 game here in the sixth. First pitch by Kaler is fouled away for strike number one. Three consecutive hits by the top three of the D-West order has tied this game at 2-2, and now a base hit away from the Mustangs having their first lead. Here's a high chopper, left side of the infield. Belt high snag by Schoenfelder on to first in time for the out, and that retires the side. D-West, they're going to strand them loaded, but the job is done. Three consecutive singles by Pace, Peterson, and Paulino. And we go to the bottom of the sixth here in Wathena. It's a brand new game, a 2-2 tie on KNZA. Well, just like that, it's turned into a brand new ball game here today. Donovan West at Riverside. Some high school baseball here on KNZA. KPBT Bobby with you. So no hits for Donovan West going into the top of the sixth. The top three of the order rattle off three consecutive singles, and now we got a 2-2 game going into the home sixth.
Yeah, Donovan West finally cracked open the cookie jar, got two cookies to come through with runs, and you know, again, they were able to keep that going with the three straight consecutive hits, getting it back to the top of the order. But give a shout out to the bottom of the order. I know they had the two strikeouts, but Clary getting himself on base, that's what all got it going. Smith came in as the courtesy runner, got the steal to second, and everything rolled from there.
So here's Mason Hayes leading off against catcher Peterson, a 1-1 count right now. Hayes on an infield single and scored in the first, also a ground out to third. Leading off in the bottom of the sixth in a 2-2 game. Now he fouls this one off, maybe his left foot, and down he goes for a second. That never feels good.
No.
A little bit slow to get back to the feet, and he's going to have to walk this one off, and right now the count not in his favor at 1-2.
Yeah, he's walking all the way over and gonna talk to his coach.
Well, taking a foul ball, but now the situation for catcher Peterson now in relief is certainly magnified a bit because his offense has helped him tie this game at 2-2, and now you obviously gotta keep Riverside off the board here in the home six.
Yeah, there's definitely a little more pressure now that your offense has come up and tied the game, but I think for him, he has shown poise. I mean, when he came in, he had the three straight strikeouts, two to get out of that back of that third inning. But since then, man, he's just been playing on fire. So I don't think that's playing too much into his mindset right now, other than he knows that he needs to keep executing for his team.
All right, so back in, Hayes has walked it off. He sees a 1-2, and it's a little bit outside on the off speed. And two balls, two strikes. Hewins and Schoenfelder also due up here for the Cyclones. 2-2 game in the sixth, and now that one outside to run the count full at 3-2.
Hey, getting quick with these pitches here.
Colter Peterson got the start. Catcher Peterson now pitching and has for the last couple of innings. And a good at-bat for Mason Hayes after getting hit in the ankle on a foul ball and being down 1-2. He rattles it back and works a leadoff walk. A first walk issued in relief by catcher Peterson, and that's big for the Cyclones. Runner at first and nobody out in a 2-2 game, and that brings up Chase Hewins.
Yeah, it's their first runner on since back in the second inning, so kind of like Donovan West, it's been a while since they've gotten anyone on base.
Here's a bunt attempt, and it's a good one put down by Hewins, the only play to first, and they do get the out. So positive both ways. The West will get the first out, but Hewins will get Hayes into scoring position.
Yeah, definitely like that bunt by Hewins. It gives a big opportunity now for Schoenfelder. You know, hits over a 360 average with a runner in scoring position.
Well, Schoenfelder responsible for the two Cyclone runs, driving in two with a single in the first. And now he has the go-ahead run in Mason Hayes at second base with one out here in the sixth. Catcher's first pitch is an off-speed that is swung on and missed for strike one. Schoenfelder mentioned the two RBI single in the first. He has also struck out swinging. And that was against catcher in relief. The second meeting between these two here today. Next one is hit down the left field line, but it's going to be foul. Schoenfelder put a charge into it, but just out in front. And now he's down 0-2.
Yeah, last time up was a three-pitch strikeout. So, again, this is a tough battle here between Schoenfelder and Peterson.
Well, he struck out in his last at-bat on an 0-2 pitch, and his two RBI single in the first was on an 0-2 pitch.
Yep.
Now he's got 0-2 here in his third at-bat. Runner at second base and one out, and this time he swings through a high fastball, comes up empty, and a huge second out for catcher Peterson, give him four strikeouts in relief. So now it is up to Parker Foley, with Hayes at second and two outs. A 2-2 game here in the bottom of the sixth. And first pitch swinging, hit high in the air on the infield, left side. Keller at third, eyeing it, reaching out. Kind of a dangerous look, but he makes the catch to retire the side. So a leadoff walk for Riverside does Donovan West no harm. And we go to the seventh inning. It's a 2-2 game here on KNZA. High school baseball, and it comes down to the seventh inning alongside Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tabman, Bobby in studio. Donovan West at Riverside, good sir. Two really good teams. Knew it would be competitive, but we got a 2-2 game going into the seventh.
Yeah, and it was five innings of a no-hitter on the side for Donovan West. They couldn't get the bats hot. You know, Hughes was looking strong. And then all of a sudden, they had three consecutive hits with runners in scoring position. Of course, the two RBIs that came through, the singles from Pace, Peterson, Paolino. And just like that, you get it a tied game. But against a tied game, and it comes down to the seventh, this is the best scenario for either team right now.
Well, Kobe Kaler back to work. Six strong innings in the book. He has six strikeouts, three walks. First pitch of the seventh inning to Braylon Shelton is a little bit inside for ball one. So the D-West, three in this inning, Shelton, Heim, and Clary. And a 2-2 game here in the top of the seventh. Kaler kicks, fires a 1-0, and missing high for ball two. Shelton has a pop out to center, and a strikeout via the swing. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. That's a called strike. Now 2-1.
And there's a lot of pressure right now on Kaler to try to keep this a 2-2 game going in the bottom of this inning.
Two balls, one strike. Here on Shelton, the pitch. That catches the outer edge, and two balls, two strikes. That's a big call there. It's potentially what could have been 3-1. Instead, just paints the edge, and now a 2-2 count. Much better than a 3-1 offering coming up. Here's the kick in the 2-2 by Kaler, and it's kind of nubbed out to the second baseman, and Foley works to his right. Little bit of a bobble, and that's going to allow a base runner. Shelton beats it out.
Yeah, I think that speed by Shelton was a little intimidating. That caused Foley to speed himself up in that process of getting that pickup and that throw. So nice speed by the freshman on display there to get himself in that first base.
Again, it could go either way. I mean, even if it's cleanly fielded, it took a while to get to Foley. I think even a clean field, I think Shelton, if he'll beats that out. Either way, leadoff base runner for Donovan West here in the seventh, 2-2 game. And now Brett Heim steps in, takes a fastball called strike, and it's 0-1. So Heim tried to bunt in his first at-bat back in the third, turned into a little ground out, and he also has a strikeout as well. Here's the 0-1, swing and a miss, and quickly 0-2. Donovan West with Shelton at first base, here in the away seventh, the 2-2 game at Riverside. Taylor's pitched the entire way. Here's the 0-2, and it's a slow roller to the shortstop, and Hughes charging, only play is at first, low throw, Griffin with the big-time dig to keep an error off the board and gets a big out right there.
Yeah, but pretty big here for Donovan West as you move your runner from first to second. So, Shelton, we just saw his speed. You know, you got Clary coming up, Fall coming up, just one nice hard-hit single. You could drive in that go-ahead run.
So here is Clary. The go-ahead run at second base and one out here in the seventh. Kaler's first pitch to him, swing and a miss for strike number one. Well, Clary walked in his last at bat and scored off the single by Coulter Peterson, which at the time got D. West within 2-1, but now we sit 2-2. Here's a ground ball to the second baseman, Foley, taking his time on the backhand. Gets it over to first in time to Griffin for out number two. So Shelton moves to third, but the second out recorded, and it's up to the freshman, Brecken Falk.
Yeah, you see a positive kind of both ways there. You mean you get your runner on third base, so you know now a lazy single can get him in, but on the unfortunate side is a sacrifice doesn't get that in, so you're going to have to either get a hit or maybe potentially, I mean, a wild pitch could come through. So, I mean, Hughes having a little conversation with the catcher right now. Kaler's just really got to be disciplined here on the mound. He can't allow anything to get past that catcher. He's also just kind of get stuff around that batter, too.
Well, you mentioned there is a good amount of distance between home plate and the backstop. If a ball gets by, could have a potential play at the plate. But either way, here's Falk stepping in. First pitch, swing and a miss for strike number one.
And today Falk is 0-2, so.
Two strikeouts. But a base hit would give Donovan West the lead here in the seventh. A 2-2 game at Riverside. Kaler kicks, and at 0-1. Off speed, swing and a miss, and quickly 0-2. So now Kaler in complete control, but still has to deliver one more good pitch.
Yep, he can kind of choose a little bit of anything here. This, the main thing you don't want to do is, you know, get that chaser a little too outside and got a wild pitch.
Big spot for Falk. The 0-2 is in there, called strike three. Got him with the fastball on the outside corner. And the leadoff base hit does no harm, and Riverside, the bottom of the seventh, they can win it here. It's a And let's see if we get some free baseball. We'll see. We got Crendon Prophet, Brandon Tabb, and Bobby in studio. A 2-2 game here at Riverside. Cyclones and Donovan West knotted up at 2-2. Catcher Peterson going to try to keep the Cyclones off the board and potentially send this to extras on the opposite end. KP, Cyclones looking for a walk-off win.
Yeah, absolutely. This has been a really close game through and through. Of course, you got that late rally by Donovan West starting to get their bats hot. But again, they leave the one strand here at the top of the seventh. Now it's Riverside's chance to get some runs in since the very first inning of this game. But they started off at the bottom of their order.
So here we go. Bottom of the seventh inning at Riverside. It's 2-2 game. And catcher Peterson's first pitch to Jane. It's a little bit high for ball one.
Yeah, and both eighth and ninth spot over two today. So again, you want to find some production. Up in the order from Riverside.
Seacrest will follow cues after that. There's a called strike. Now one ball, one strike here on the senior, Josh Ames. Catcher kicks, fires, blows it by fastball, swing and miss. Quickly 1-2. Well, last year, game one between these two was a 1-0 Donovan West win. Riverside came back, won that second game 8-3. Here's a 1-2, and an off-speed pitch that is swung on and missed, and down goes Amos for out number one.
Right now, catcher, he just has to stay cool and collected right now on the mound just to try to get this game in those extra innings.
That's five strikeouts now for catcher Peterson in relief, and big out number one here in the bottom of the seventh. First pitch here to Grady Segrist is in there for a strike.
I got to say, it definitely doesn't feel like I'm watching a freshman pitching. It feels like I'm watching a senior in the way that he's really handling each of these batters.
No balls, one strike. Next pitch, a little bit outside. 1-1 here on Segrist, the left fielder and a sophomore. A pop out to second in the second, also a line out to center in the fourth. He's 0-2. And now he hits this one right back up the middle. Chasing it behind the bag was Coulter Peterson and makes a dynamite throw and play to first. In time for the out. Boy, what a Webb Gym-style play there for out number two here in the seventh.
Yeah, that was a phenomenal play by Coulter Peterson, who, again, he started up on the bump and switched places with his brother in that short position. Right now, this is good complementary between these brothers right now. They're playing both these spots really well since the switch.
Now, catcher might owe Coulter a nice little thank you for potentially saving a base hit there. But now two outs in the inning, and again, Keegan Hughes, so the top of the order here. And the next pitch, a little bit inside. Two balls, no strikes. You're on Keegan Hughes. He has drawn two walks. Has a 2-0 count here. He takes a called strike, now 2-1. So he's officially 0-for-1 with two walks. He was also caught stealing in the first. 2-1 by catcher. Ooh, fouled straight back off the umpire. Takes the mask off, but appears to be okay, and that evens the count at 2-2.
And it looks like Paulino is going to go over and have a little conversation with catcher. Again, you got this batter right where you want him, strike him out, and you get it right to the extra innings.
A 2-2 game here in the bottom of the seventh inning. A 2-2 count on a Keegan Hughes with two outs. And a strike, and the next down away from moving it to extra innings. Let's see what catcher does after the meeting with Paulino. Here's the 2-2 to Keegan Hughes. It's low and inside, and the count runs full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, bases empty, bottom seven, a 2-2 game. Catcher kicks and deals, and it's a high chopper to the shortstop. That is Coulter, fielding, firing, low throw, and just in time, it's dug out by Clary for the out. So we've seen both first basemen make a couple of really nice digs over there at first over the last couple of innings. But we need more than seven. We go to extras, a 2-2 game, as the eighth inning is coming up next here on KNZA. Well, it's going to take extra innings here today on KNZA. Donovan West at Riverside Baseball. And KP, a 2-2 game as we go to the eighth inning. Now, Kobe Kaler still out there getting some warm-up tosses in for Riverside. He has pitched the entire way, but as far as the pitch counts.
Yeah, he's at 100 pitches, so, you know, it's 105, and then, you know, you're going to have to get taken out of the game. So he's only got maybe one more, maybe a batter and a half left to go in his tank. And, you know, that's where Donovan West can maybe really start getting back in this game, if they can get him out and then get to that next relief pitcher. And then on the other side, you got catcher who's only at 45 pitches. So, you know, this is could be the last thing in this game. D. West, a slight advantage here, but Riverside, they're going to have to see what they got in the tank here.
So we go to the eighth inning, a 2-2 game. And you mentioned the pinch count for Kaler. He'll get the top of the order, starting with Preston Pace for D. West. The first pitch called strike. And the first half inning. An extra time underway. Kaler's 102nd pitch bends in there for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2 on Preston Pace, who has singled, walked, and struck out here in his three at-bats. Riverside scoring there two in the first. D. West tied it with two in the sixth. And here's a ground ball, but foul. So Pace battling here. Still 0-2 with Coulter Peterson and Hayden Paulino, top three in the D. West order. Coming up here. Look, Kaler about to hit the pitch count. Could be his final at bat, but what a day it's been for him on the bump. Here's an 0-2. And off the end of the bat, up the middle, and out into center field for a leadoff single by the sophomore Preston Pace. Good piece of hitting with the count 0-2, and Pace at first base to begin the eighth inning. I believe this will be the last of Kaler's day.
Yep.
So here comes the walkout, head coach Bryce Payton. What an afternoon it's been for Kobe Kaler. He is responsible for Pace at first. But Riverside will have a pitching change here in the top of the eighth inning. We'll step aside for a tight 30. It's a 2-2 game here. Extra innings here today at Riverside High School Baseball. So our first pitching change for Riverside comes at the top of the eighth inning as Kobe Kaler hit the pitch count, and what a day it was for him. Seven innings and seven strikeouts, three walks. Now he did give up that hit to Preston range, so is responsible for that potential go-ahead run at first. But again, heck of an afternoon for arguably Riverside's best pitcher here this season.
Yeah, you know, despite the the small amount of runs going up, just the two, and the, just a few amount of hits as well. Just a great day, and being able to stretch himself out to 104 pitches. He's now going to be on that 4-day rest mandated by Keisha, but it's up to come up here on the bump and try to shut this down here against Jonathan West coming here and say, okay, Kaler's had a really nice day. You know, I'm going to shut this down. We're going to get out of this top of the inning. We're going to go up there, and we're going to play some offense there in the bottom of this eighth. So, Riverside, again, even though you're getting your first relief here in, you got to be confident. He's been a very confident pitcher so far this year, and he's going to be looking to try to help get this win for Riverside.
So, Keegan Hughes in a big spot here in the eighth. Runner at first, nobody out in a 2-2 game. Keegan has pitched 30 and two-thirds innings. He's allowed 9 earned runs for a 2.05 ERA. Preston Pace at first base, nobody out. First pitch to Colter Peterson, bumps in the dirt for ball one. Keegan has struck out 51 and has walked 14. Potential go-ahead run at first base here in the top of the eighth with nobody out. Jonathan West, Riverside, deadlocked at 2. Hughes tossing to first, and Pace back in there safely. But again, big spot here for D. West. You got that top spot of the order here. Peterson number 2, Paulino in the on-deck circle number 3 in the lineup. As a second time for Hughes to watch Pace back at first base. So Hughes taking the spot of Kaler on the bump. Kaler now defensively at short. Bunt shown, and it's put down. Third base side, Schoenfelder fields, only play at first, gets it there in time. So again, a positive both ways. Riverside getting out number one, but Jonathan West getting Pace into scoring position. So good job there by Colter Peterson. So one out, runner at second, and here is big number 99, Hayden Paulino. He drove in the game-tying run in the sixth with a single, and his first two at-bats, a couple of ground outs to short, officially 1-for-3 today. A base hit could give D. West the lead. Good swing, but a foul off here. And Paulino starts behind at 0-1. And, of course, these two will go as long as it takes to find a winner here in Game 1. And, of course, about 25 minutes or so after, they'll play a second game. Both these teams wrapping up their regular seasons at the end of this week. Good pitch there, swing and a miss, and Paulino quickly behind in a heavy spot at 0-2.
Right now, nothing with 3 of 7th runners in scoring position. This is a big opportunity here.
Pace at second base with one out here in the 8th. The 2-2 game. 0-2 the count. Here's the pitch by Hughes. That one outside. Good eye by the senior Paulino, now 1-2. He mentioned it earlier, it took until the 6th inning before Jonathan West even got their first hit of the game. They would ultimately rattle off 3 consecutive singles, and the latter of the two providing the 2 runs to tie the game. 2-2 the count now on Paulino, so he's worked it back to even after falling behind at 0-2. Pace not much of a lead at second. Hughes will kick, Hughes will deal, and a tough play. Grounded to the shortstop in Kaler, and it gets by him out into shallow left. And here comes the runner in Pace. He's going to score. And Jonathan West takes a 3-2 lead here in the 8th inning. It would have been a difficult play for Kaler at short. Paulino will have a courtesy runner come in for him. Try to catch that in a moment. But clutch hitting, second RBI tonight for Hayden Paulino and the D. West Mustangs. A 3-2 lead here in the 8th.
Yeah, his first two at-bats today, grounded out both times to second base. But his last two, he has just been really on that ball. He's found great locations on both those last two pitches he's seen for hits.
So again, trying to catch the courtesy runner as catcher Peterson's going to pop up the first pitch he sees into foul territory, and it's Beckham Griffin up against the fence to make the catch. So a big comeback pitch there to get catcher Peterson on a pop out in foul territory for out number 2 here in the inning.
Yeah, that's a nice out to snag there for Riverside, but again, you still give that go-ahead run, but you'd like to get out of this. It's only one damage given up.
So here's Cason Keller with 2 outs and 1 on, and we know the runner for Paulino, it is a courtesy runner at first, but still wasn't able to catch the number. trying to catch it, kind of an awkward angle. Either way, runner at first, two outs. Donovan West on an RBI single by Paulino has garnished their first lead here in the eighth inning. And a throw over to first and back in time safely. I believe off the bat it is 30, which would be Hadley Foland, a freshman. Got a pretty good lead over there at first. Here's the pitch by Hughes. It's in there for a strike. Hewins down to second on the stolen base. Tag applied and in time for the out. Hewins guns down the courtesy runner. Caught stealing and that ends the inning. But we'll go to the bottom of the eighth and the job done by Donovan West. An RBI single by Hayden Paulino. And Riverside, they need one at least. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Three. Well, a chance to end it right now for catcher Peterson and Donovan West. First pitch swinging, Kobe Kaler, a grounder out to left field, and a leadoff base hit for Riverside in the bottom of the eighth inning, trailing 3-2.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing you want to lead off with for Riverside, is to come out there and get a nice strong hit, and Kaler did just that, gets himself on first base, and they just want to keep that moving again. They're down by one, you need to tie this, keep it going, two would win it.
A two spot would win it here, and here's Beckham Griffin. There's a throw to first. Catcher trying to catch Kaler off guard. He gets back in there safely. So again, bottom of the eighth inning, Donovan West, a 3-2 lead here on the road. Riverside, they have not scored since the first. Off speed pitch missing low. And now the count here on Griffin, one ball, no strikes. So Griffin and Hayes. The next two, then Hewins potentially after that. There's a big swing and miss, and Griffin upset on that one. Evens the count, one ball, one strike.
Yeah, Griffin today, he's been 0 for 3. Still looking for his first piece of hitting.
A one-run lead for D. West in the bottom of the eighth inning. Good eye there by Griffin, laid off the off-speed pitch outside, and 2-1. Beckham Griffin, a senior, he's been the starting quarterback for 4 years. Cyclones in football. Now we get a pause by the umpire. Settle it back in with the count 2-1. Kaler at first after a leadoff single here in the bottom of the eighth. Riverside, they got to get that run in to extend this game. And now a little dribbler. Tough play by Pace at second. Charging one-hand throw to first in time. That is well played by Pace at second. The bare hand to first. So again, positive both ways. Kaler now into scoring position, but D. West, they do garnish that first out here in the eighth.
Well, it's just like Donovan West at the top of this inning. You know, the first guy gets on via the hit, and then you progress him with the ground out. So right now, again, you're in a solid position. Good hard single. You tie the game.
So here's Mason Hayes. Infield single in the first. Scored one of the two runs. He's also walked and grounded out. Game-tying run at second with one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. First pitch to Hayes, a little bit upstairs by catcher Peterson for ball one. Next pitch in the dirt, but swung on and missed. And that evens it up, one ball, one strike. Riverside after this doubleheader tonight with D. West. They get a makeup here at home against McLouth on Thursday. There's an off-speed pitch, swung on and missed. Good location there by catcher. And now Hayes is going to have to figure... Kaler in scoring position with one out here in the bottom of the eighth. Riverside trailing D. West by one. Here's the 1-2. And just catching a piece, fouling it away. So Hayes still alive with Hewins in the on-deck circle. I mentioned Riverside taking on McLouth Thursday. D. West will host Moore Hill Mounts Academy, their regular season finale on Thursday afternoon. Here's a 1-2. Another foul off here. So Hayes battling. A big-time spot in the bottom of the eighth. This team down one with a runner at second. Unexpected this one to be good today, and it certainly has been. Here's a 1-2. And it's hit. Coming in, but instead it's going to be actually Colter Peterson, the shortstop, runs out onto the grass to make the catch. It's a little more shallow than anticipated, but either way, that's out number two, And it's up to Chase Hewins here with two outs in the eighth.
And Coulter's made some really great plays from shortstop today. And his ability to communicate with his teammates just right then, being able to call that off between the third baseman and the left fielder. He's done a great job as the senior, being able to coordinate things. You know, he's the quarterback in the football season, right? Now he's kind of been the quarterback here on the infield.
So it comes down to this, potentially two outs in the eighth. And the first pitch to Chase Hewins, a swing and a miss for strike number one. If catcher can get Chase Hewins here and retire the final out, be a heck of a win here for Donovan West in comeback fashion. Here's an 0-1, and it's hit out towards center field, and it loops in there for a base hit. Rounding third is Kaler. Here's the play at the plate, not in time. The game is tied. Throw to second, not in time. A 3-3 game, and coming through, Chase Hewins with the RBI. It'll go down as a single. He gets the second on the throw home. Kaler comes sliding in to home safely, and we got another tie game in the bottom of the eighth. And now Gavin Schoenfelder, a base hit, could walk it off for the Cyclones.
Yep, he had the big two RBI knock back in that first inning. Opportunity kind of making its way all the way in a circle right back here.
So a 3-3 game here in the bottom of the eighth. And the first pitch to Schoenfelder is just fouled away to the right side for strike one. Well, Schoenfelder got things going with that two-run single in the first. Since then, a couple of strikeouts, officially one for three. And again, you got Hewins at second, so I think any base hit out anywhere into the outfield, I think Hewins is going to try to score. A base hit could win the game for Riverside. There's a called strike, and now Schoenfelder, who's been working with nothing but 0-2 counts today. His base hit in the first on an 0-2, and then his last two at-bats, striking out on three pitches. Now sitting here at 0-2 in the eighth, and he strikes out with a swing and miss. Well, eight's not going to do it. We go to the ninth. Both teams scoring. Well, it's been fun today. Multiple ties, multiple lead changes, but high school baseball continuing on, and did not take seven. Didn't even want to take eight innings. We go to the ninth inning, a 3-3 tie with D-West and Riverside.
Yep, we're playing one of those professional baseball games in nine innings, but it kind of feels that way. I mean, you look at both these defensive sides, both teams, their pitching has been quite nice today, but that's 3-3. Offenses both kind of clicking here a little bit late in this game, especially for Donovan West, but man, this has just been a real good overall baseball game.
It was 2-2 after seven, both teams scoring one in the eighth. Donovan West got an RBI single by Paulino, and Riverside was able to tie it with two outs on a clutch RBI single by Hewins. Now Keegan Hughes is going to try to keep Donovan West off the board here in the ninth. He'll face Keller, Shelton, and Heim. That's 5, 6, and 7 in the D-West lineup. So we are playing that full-style nine-inning game at least here today. Keegan Hughes will face Kaysen Keller, the sophomore, to lead things off, who is 0-for-3 today. A couple of groundouts and a pop-out. There's the first pitch in the top of the ninth inning, and it runs in and hits Keller, our first hit batter of the game. And that leads off the ninth, and Donovan West, runner at first with nobody out.
Well, Donovan West will definitely take that. Easy way to get your first runner on, and I feel a little bit more confidence here through the order. We just saw Shelton his last time up. He got his first knock of the game, so he's working off a little bit of confidence himself.
So here in the top of the ninth, go-ahead runner at first base with nobody out. Keegan Hughes quickly out of the stretch. Pretty decent lead for Keller. He does not take off. First pitch to Shelton a little bit outside for ball one. Now, D-West trailed 2-0 after the first. Scored their two runs to tie it in the sixth, and both teams have scratched across a run in the eighth. We sit 3-3 here in the ninth. One ball, no strikes. The count on Shelton, and now he takes a strike to even it up at 1-1. And you mentioned the freshman Shelton, an infield single his last time up. That was back in the seventh, ultimately stranded at third base. Now the count's in Shelton's favor. Two balls, one strike. Had a good quality three-step lead for Keller, and Hughes noticed that and looked him back to first base. Well, we have seen both catchers today throw out runners, and this time Keller goes, and it's fouled away. So the steal attempt was on there for Keller. Maybe a hit and run was potentially on there as Shelton fouls it away. So now two balls and two strikes. You're on the freshman. A 3-3 game here in the top of the ninth inning. Righty Hughes versus the lefty Shelton. Again, a good quality lead for Keller. Doesn't go. Here's the pitch, and it's in the dirt. Ball three. Big pitch coming up here to Shelton. 3-2 the count. Keller at first base. Nobody out here in the top of the ninth inning in a 3-3 tie. Here's a 3-2, and it's outside. Ball four. So the first two have reached here for the Mustangs in the top of the ninth inning, and that'll bring up senior Brett Heim. So a hit batter and a walk.
This is the first time Northwest had multiple runners on base with no outs, so this is a pretty big opportunity for them to not just get one run to come through, but potentially four.
Now you certainly want to take advantage of two on and nobody out in a 3-3 game and extra innings. But Hughes has some work to do. Out of the stretch, first pitch to Heim in there for strike one. Heim today, he is 0 for 3. A couple of ground outs and a strikeout. Keller at second base, and now there's a heavy swing and miss, and quickly no balls, two strikes. But Keller at second, Shelton the runner at first. But Hughes, a couple of good pitches here, and he is ahead of Heim, 0-2. 3-3 game in the ninth. Here's the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. So order up three consecutive strikes for out number one. And that will bring up Clary. Now you had to get that first out in strikeout fashion. So Keller still at second, Shelton at first, now one out here in the top of the ninth. And Clary, who scored one of the two runs in the sixth inning. First pitch fastball, missing a little bit inside for ball one. Outside of that, which he reached on a walk, he has a couple of ground outs here today. But a chance for Donovan West to take the lead here in the ninth. Fastball by Hughes a little bit up and in, two balls, no strikes. Well, it took a while, but this bottom third of the West lineup starting to contribute here late in this game. Hughes will jump off the rubber and look Keller back into second base.
And if we want to find some sort of productivity at the bottom of this order, try to get reset back up to the top to pace, maybe even give a chance for Peterson to come up.
Two on, one out, tie game here in the ninth. Here's the pitch, and a 2-0 is in there. Fastball inner edge for strike one. So 2-1 the counts on the junior Clary. Big opportunity for D. West here in the ninth. Here's the pitch. And fouling it away. Still two balls and, or I should say now the count, two balls and two strikes. Riverside led this game 2-0 into the sixth inning. Donovan West tied it with three consecutive singles and both teams scoring a run in the eighth. 3-3 we sit in the ninth, and now a count that is run full here on Clary at 3-2 with two on and one out. So Hughes really grinding here. Big pitch coming up to Clary. The 3-2. Low and inside, ball four. That is a pure at bat by Taven Clary. And that loads the bases for Brecken Falk, the freshman.
Yep, second time this game, Northern West has loaded up the bases. They can take advantage of this opportunity.
And now a mound meeting coming for Riverside as Donovan West in a prime spot here to retake the lead in the ninth inning. Okay, P, your thoughts on kind of what we have seen here today between these two very good squads.
Well, it's been a game of kind of taking advantage of opportunities that present themselves, whether it causes opportunities or they're kind of gifted to you via some errors. But overall, both teams, they have taken some big shots this game and made a lot of impressive plays, and it comes down to the wire. And you really won't, you really don't expect anything else. These two teams, the way they play each other every year, it's a showdown. And these two teams match up each other really great on the offensive side and defensive side.
Well, it doesn't appear that Keegan Hughes is going to come off the bump. Just a lengthy meeting here on the mound. I guess we'll see.
Well,
but again, what comes into play, sorry, KP, is we were talking about, will we get a new pitcher?
Well, he's at 25.
We will not. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. But again, just utilizing pitch counts. We saw Donovan West pull Colter Peterson pretty early on in this game. You know, Kobe Kaler, he went all the way into the eighth inning for Riverside. So Keegan Hughes, again, he's still got pitches to utilize, but and both these teams still have matchups on Thursday that they got to kind of divvy up the rotation for. But Keegan Hughes back on the bump, a 3-3 game in the ninth. Here is freshman Brecken Falk in the first pitch, bunt shown, and the runner took off, and Keller at third, and maybe the suicide squeeze was trying to be put on, but it was fouled away for strike one.
Yeah, I think you're seeing what that strategy is now here for Donovan West, and they're at the bottom of the order. Falk, he's been 0-3 today, so I think Coach right there, all right, you're just going to try to put a bunt down, and we're just going to get a runner on third here, and Keller to use his speed to pick up that go-ahead.
3-3 game in the top of the ninth. Bases loaded for D. West. Got Schoenfelder kind of far in on the grass down that third base line, maybe seeing if Alk's going to maybe try to put down another bunt. He does show. He does put it back, and it's beautifully placed. And a little shovel home is not in time, and it's beautifully executed. Everybody is safe. So it's an infield bunt, again, as it's the go-ahead run to make it 4-3, still bases loaded for D. West with one out. Well executed by Falk.
Yeah, and that's a great coaching decision there by Paolino to, you know, kind of have that conversation there with Falk. It's like, okay, I just want you to try to put this down the right line, and that was right where that kind of shift was a little extended outwards. So, again, it was a nice bunt, great speed by Keller, and Duncan West retakes it.
Well, now you get back to the top of the order with only one out and a chance to really blow this game open. And now Keller, or I should say that's Shelton, who's caught between home and third, and he's going to be tagged out for out number two. So they might have tried the squeeze again. The bunt was shown by Pace. He whiffed everything. And at that point, you had Shelton halfway down the line, and Hewins read it well, ultimately tagged out.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's a rookie mistake right there. I think maybe he thought there was a pass ball or wild pitch, and it kind of maybe took off early. I think he just overlooked that a little bit.
So now it is runners at first and second with two outs. Donovan West has taken the lead here in the ninth at 4-3, but that was a huge out recorded there. Ill-advised for the Mustangs. At pitch two, Pace is in there for a strike. So you've got Clary at second base. Falk is at first, and now a ground ball to the second baseman, Foley. He'll field. He'll fire to first in time for the out. So Donovan West certainly could have had more than one, but they get the damage done, and once again, we go to the bottom half of extras here, and Riverside needing one, Mustangs four. Bottom of the ninth inning here in Riverside, or Wathena, I should say, but Riverside hosting Donovan West. A great baseball game here today. Two consecutive innings, Donovan West scoring a run in extras, and now we go to the bottom of the ninth. Catcher Peterson will fire in a first-pitch strike to Parker Foley. And once again, a second straight inning, Riverside needing one to continue today's game.
Yeah, but, you know, here for catcher, you know, that last extra inning, you went against the, kind of the top of that order. Now you're going against the bottom, so this should relieve a little bit of that pressure off the freshman pitcher.
And Foley on an 0-2 pitch hits it sharply to Colter Peterson. The vacuum over there at short on to first to Clary to retire Foley for out number one.
Yeah, what a grab there from the first base from Clary. A nice sweep off on the ground.
So Foley retired, out number one here in the bottom of the ninth. Here's Josh Amos, the senior. 0-3 today. A ground out, a pop out, and a strikeout. First pitch by catcher Peterson, a little bit low for ball one. So again, the game here for Riverside coming down to the bottom third of the order. And Foley to start it with a ground out to short. And now a pitch called strike to Amos to make it one ball, one strike. A 4-3 Donovan West lead here at Riverside in the bottom of the ninth inning. Next pitch a little bit outside makes it 2-1. Well, we talked about it a little bit ago about the D. West bottom third of the order getting some things done. Now Riverside's going to have a pop-up here with Amos on the infield right side. Catch made by Pace, and it comes down to Sechrist, number 9 in the order.
Yeah, 0-3 today. This is huge.
Well, if catcher Peterson can retire Grady Sechrist here to end this game, it would be a incredible stench in relief. And this is hit out towards the gap in right center. Chasing it down is Heim, and diving is the center fielder as that ball dropped. It is, and the game's going to continue. That is a base hit for Sechrist.
Well, how about that? Following the order, 0 for 3, coming up with it. First pitch just absolutely elevated out to that right field.
A near incredible catch to end it by Falk in center. Just unable to get there in time, it appears. So, tying run at first base with two outs, and that brings up top of the order in Keegan Hughes. First pitch by Peterson is hit out towards left center field, and playing it is Falk a little bit into the gap. He'll make the catch, and that ends the game. What a game and what a win in comeback fashion for Donovan West. They take game one here on the road at Riverside. Took a full nine. Final score, Donovan West 4 and Riverside 3. Back one final time, and it took a major league style game, 9 innings. But Donovan West in comeback fashion beating Riverside here today. Final score 4-3. Crendon Profit, Bobby in studio, appreciate it very much. Kind of dive into some of this. Great game here today, but KP, just the initial thoughts on D. West in comeback fashion for their 14th win of the season.
Yeah, a great game for Donovan West. I think it's just one of those games where, you know, both teams really fought out, stretched this one out. I don't think Riverside should be hanging their head too much on this, even though, again, you held on to that 2-0 lead ever since that first inning that finally kind of letting that slip there in that top of the sixth. But other than that, I mean, again, it's a great game pitched by Riverside overall, but again, just kind of following those last couple of innings. But Donovan West's offense, you love to see that they stayed patient, they stayed with it, and finally they kind of came together. They had that spurt where they had the three singles in that sixth inning, and then also Paulino, who started on an 0-2 stance to begin this game, finished 2-for-2 with two singles, both resulting in RBIs and helping them get over that hump and get to those extra innings. So, again, for Donovan West, it's a game that they kept grinding, and they came out on top.
Riverside, again, took the early lead in the bottom of the first. A two-run single by Gavin Schoenfelder, and that 2-0 score hung all the way out until the sixth inning. And Donovan West, going into that sixth inning, had yet to have a hit against Kobe Kaler, but the top of the order with three consecutive singles with Peterson and Paulino. Peterson and Paulino credited with RBIs, so that tied the game. Going into the seventh inning, we kept 2-6 there. And then we went into extras in the eighth inning, and both teams scoring a run. It was Donovan West getting an RBI single from Paulino, so he drove it in tonight's game. And then I put RBI knock by Chase Cuban. So another extra inning. The ninth we went, and Donovan West certainly could have made things maybe not more easy, but they had the bait. They had already had scored the go-ahead run on a bunt attempt by Brecken Falk, number 9 in the order, when the bases were loaded. But, you know, they took a 4-3 lead on that bunt fielder's choice, and they still had the bases loaded with one out. But you get Shelton caught in a pickle between home and third, and then a strikeout to end that inning, or I should say a ground out to end that inning. So D. West, they had a chance to really kind of blow it open in the ninth. They take the one run, and then obviously catcher Peterson, what a night for him in relief, going 6-plus innings in relief, taking the spot of his brother who got the start. But catcher gets the win, 6 2/3, 6 strikeouts, 1 walk. He gave up just 3 hits and 1 run. And that 9-inning victory again for D. West here today.
Yeah, that freshman did not look like a freshman. He was out there with poise, confidence, and he just went up there like dynamite up on that mound. He was completely strong. When you mentioned he came in that third inning, he was against Chase Hewins, who was already 2-0 in that count. But he came in and immediately struck him out in just 4 pitches. So, again, his ability to be able to come in there as early as he did the game for his brother, and then his brother, who, you know, went at shortstop, made some incredible plays. I mean, he definitely stayed in this game in a really impactful way, and that chemistry still flowed pretty well between them both, and it did finish the game for both.
So we're still trying to dissect and see how all the action around the area goes tonight. Yep. We'll have one more broadcast. KP will have it on Thursday. Now we're just trying to see about some finals, you know, taking a look at some quality matchups maybe coming up on Thursday, which could have maybe some league title implications, but we're going to kind of see how tonight shakes out before making a decision on Thursday's broadcast But once we decide that, it'll be the final regular season broadcast. Of course, baseball seeding coming up this weekend, and regional baseball tournaments begin middle of next week.
Yeah, it's an
exciting, coming up quick.
It's an exciting time, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's going to do it for us. Again, final thoughts. Again, a 4-3 nine-inning win for Donovan West. Again, just one final thought before we run the totals.
Yeah, no, it was an overall great game. Donovan West, they finished 4-9 with runners in scoring position, and they went 3-5 in that inning, which the sixth inning occurred. So that was a big inning for them that they were able to come up with.
Well, that'll do it. Let's get you the totals and get you on out of here. Again, a great game, Donovan West, in comeback fashion, going to 14-5 on the year, number 5 ranked team in the 2-1A classification. So D. West getting it done, 4 runs, 6 hits, 2 errors. They left 6 on base here today. Riverside now 12-5 with the loss today. 3 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They left 6 on base. Winning pitcher for Donovan West, catcher Peterson in relief. 6 2/3, 6 strikeouts, 1 walk. He gave up 3 hits and 1 earned run. Game time today, although 2 hours, or I should say, although 9 innings, went 2 hours and 10 minutes. So pretty good, quick-moving 9-inning game here today in Wathena. Again, appreciate Bobby in studios, Crittenden Prophet. Appreciate it, brother. We'll have one more broadcast coming up on KNCA in the regular season to wrap up that schedule on Thursday afternoon. And one final time, final score here today in 9 innings. Donovan West beating Riverside by a final score of 4-3. For KP and Bobby in studio, I'm Brandon Tadman. Thanks for listening to High School Baseball.